from Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia prepares to serve World Water Forum delegates. Halal certification mandatory policy not to be postponed. Now the news in detail. The Immigration Office at Ngurah Rai International Airport in Denpasar, Bali has prepared special arrangements in the form of providing mobile devices to facilitate immigration inspection services for delegation attending the 10th World Water Forum later this month. Head of Ngurah Rai Immigration Suhendra stated in Denpasar, Bali Saturday, the Ngurah Rai Immigration has prioritized the arrival routes for World Water Forum delegates, including the heads of states and regular passengers in the immigration area. The 10th World Water Forum, scheduled from May the 18th until 25th, is expected to be attended by around 35,000 participants from 193 countries around the world. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan emphasized that the policy necessitating products to have halal certificates by October 2024 must be implemented and not be postponed. The minister made the statement in response to the suggestion of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Teten Mas Duki to postpone the implementation of the halal certification obligation, especially for products of micro, small, and medium enterprises. Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan said on Saturday, the policy is implemented for the sake of consumers in Indonesia. They have the right to get products that are not only halal, but also safe, healthy, and hygienic. The Lake Toba Authority Implementing Agency targeted the Trail of the Kings Zero Edition, an epic trail run competition, to be listed in the Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc calendar. The agency's president director, Jimmy Bernardo Panjaitan, stated in Samosir, North Sumatra on Saturday that the inclusion of the Trail of the Kings Zero Edition in the Ultra Trail du Mont Blanc or UTMB calendar can make it part of the world-class trail running series. If the event is listed in the calendar, Panjaitan believed that Lake Toba, as one of Indonesia's super priority tourism destinations, will get greater attention. Moreover, the event will support ecotourism, geotourism, and adventure-based tourism development. The Trail of the King Zero Edition is scheduled in Samosir District, North Sumatra, on May the 4th and 5th. Talks resumed in Egypt Saturday, May the 4th, aimed at halting months of war in Gaza between Hamas militants and Israel that have triggered protests around the world. Mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and the United States sat down with a Hamas delegation to hear the militant group's response to a proposal that would halt fighting for 40 days and exchange hostages for Palestinian prisoners. according to details released by Britain. Previous negotiations stalled in part on Hamas' demand for a lasting ceasefire and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated vows to crush the group's remaining fighters in the southern city of Rafah, which is flooded with displaced civilians. The prospect of an assault on Rafah has sparked deepening international concern. Israel has yet to send a delegation to Cairo and said it would do so only if there was positive movement on the proposed framework. Sadiq Khan was re-elected as London's mayor. Final results showed on Saturday, helping to cement the Labour Party's commanding lead over the governing Conservatives in local elections ahead of Britain's national vote later this year. Khan's victory, his third in a row, was widely expected despite some public anger over knife crime and the ultra-low emission zone, which charges drivers of older, more polluting vehicles a daily fee. London is the latest of dozens of English councils and mayoralties that Labour has won in the local elections that took place on Thursday, inflicting heavy losses on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservatives. Extreme heat has blasted Asia from India to the Philippines in recent weeks, triggering heat stroke deaths, school closures, and desperate prayers for cooling rain. Scientists have long warned that human-induced climate change will produce more frequent, longer, and intense heat waves. Vietnam saw three waves of high temperatures in April, according to data published on Friday by the National Center for Hydrometeorological Forecasting, with the mercury peaking at 44 degrees Celsius in two towns earlier this week. Efforts led by the U.S. and other Western countries to form a new group to monitor sanctions on North Korea will fail, the country's UN envoy said on Sunday, according to state media KCNA. Ambassador Kim Song made this comment in response to a joint statement the U.S. and its allies issued this week, calling to continue the work of a UN panel on experts monitoring long-standing UN sanctions against Pyongyang for its nuclear weapons and missile programs. Earlier this year, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts amid U.S.-led accusations that North Korea has transferred weapons to Russia for use in its war in Ukraine. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on May Day 2024 Momentum for Strengthening Relations between Workers, Entrepreneurs, and the Government in Supporting the Indonesian Economy. May 1, 2024 is celebrated as World Labour Day or May Day in Indonesia. A number of activities were held in a number of regions to commemorate it, ranging from demonstrations, exhibitions for micro, small, and medium enterprises, handover of aid, social service, and health services. Regarding World Labour Day, the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower has launched the theme for the 2024 Labour Day commemoration, namely May Day 2024, Working Together to Create Competent Workers or Labourers. Indonesian Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia on Wednesday confirmed that the government would continue to make efforts to support increasing human resource competency to face the current dynamics of the employment sector and continue to encourage collaboration with the business world and labor unions. This effort is carried out including through job training centers and vocational and productivity training centers in various regions. For this reason, collaboration with other employment stakeholders is needed, including the business world and trade unions. Meanwhile, General Chairperson of the Indonesian Employers Association, Sinta Kamdani, hopes that the commemoration of Labour Day 2024 would become a momentum to build harmonious industrial relations between workers, employers, and the government to support the welfare of the Indonesian nation. The association, according to her, also welcomed the principle and behavioral principles of Pancasila industrial relations, which were marked by the launch of the decree of the Minister of Manpower of the Republic of Indonesia concerning guidelines for the implementation of Pancasila industrial relations by the Minister of Manpower of Republic of Indonesia in commemoration of May 1st Labor Day 2024. The chairperson of the Indonesian Employers Association invited relevant stakeholders, namely workers, employers, and the government, to continue to hold dialogue and be actively involved in the process of planning changes to the derivative regulations of the job creation law so that they can be implemented effectively. By strengthening Pancasila industrial relations, it is also hoped that it will be able to support business continuity, harmony in work relations, increased productivity, and collective prosperity. Apart from that, Simta Kabdani emphasized that Apindo, as a representative of the business world, wants to continue to be a part of creating prosperity and economic growth to achieve a golden Indonesia 2045 with the target of Indonesia becoming the country with the fifth largest gross domestic product in the world. Meanwhile, Chief of the Indonesian Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, conveyed the National Police commitment to continuing to protect the rights of workers throughout Indonesia, one of which is by forming a special team that focuses on defending and protecting workers from detrimental criminal acts. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with May 5, 1944, Mohandas Gandhi released from prison. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, or better known as Mahatma Gandhi, is a spiritual leader and politician from India. Gandhi was the most important person involved in the Indian independence movement. He was an activist who did not use violence, who carried out the independence movement through peaceful demonstration. Before he died due to assassination, Mahatma Gandhi was imprisoned at the Aga Khan Palace on August 9, 1942, until he was released on May 5, 1944. Turning to May 5, 1949, the Council of Europe founded. The Council of Europe was formed on May 5, 1949, and the day was declared a holiday in 1964. However, community leaders decided to celebrate Europe Day on the anniversary of the Schuman Declaration of May 9, 1950. This declaration envisaged the merger of the French and West German coal and iron industries, which brought at the formation of the European Coal and Iron Community, the first European community, and is considered an important founding moment. Europe Day is a symbol created to promote unity among European nations. I'll end today in history with May 5, 2007, Kenya Airways Flight 507 crash. Kenya Airways Flight 507 was a Boeing 737-800 flight belonging to Kenya Airways that departed from Douala International Airport in Douala, Cameroon, to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport in Nairobi, Kenya. This flight started from Port Bue Airport in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, but stopped in Douala to pick up a number of passengers. The plane is thought to have crashed near the town of Lolodorf, about 160 kilometers southeast of the coastal city of Douala, southern Cameroon, on May 5, 2007. At that time, Kenya Airways Flight 507 was carrying 105 passengers from 26 countries and 9 crew members. No one survived this disaster. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Alejandro Whiskey in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency 3325 kHz on April 26, 2024 with the SINPO 34333. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for monitoring Voice of Indonesia in Spanish language. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section. Please be patient for the reply. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy.
Terlihat sisa hujan semalam, masih teringat penyesalan di angan. Ah, 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 waktu kan kembali, berharap ku putar kembali. Meratap sesal tak terkata, meratap sesal tak terkata. Berharap masakan kembali, berharap ku putar kembali. Meratap sesal tak terkata, meratap sesal tak terkata.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and Saudi Arabia discuss strengthening talent in several sports. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo discussed cooperation in strengthening sports talent, especially sepak takraw and badminton, in a meeting with the Saudi Arabian government. As quoted from his social media account, Thursday, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo met Saudi Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports Badr bin Abdul Rahman Al-Qadi during a working visit to Saudi Arabia on Wednesday. Minister Dito Aryo Tejo explained that the meeting was based on a cooperation agreement in October 2023 regarding strategic youth and athlete exchange programs, as well as the development of the sports industry of the two countries. He said that one of the desired programs was coaching to strengthen the talents of sepak takraw and badminton athletes in the two countries. Apart from that, during the meeting, the Saudi Arabian government also emphasized its commitment to support Indonesia's bid to host the 2027 FIFA U20 World Cup. The Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports hopes that the meetings and programs that will be carried out together can continue to strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia and progress for both countries. During the visit to Saudi Arabia, Minister Aryo Tejo was also invited to the Al Nasser Sports Club headquarters in Riyadh. He met the CEO of Al Nasser's club, Co. Guido Fienga, and discussed the potential of talent scouting for potential Indonesian footballers who want to have a career at Al Nasser. Fienga also said that Al Nasser Sports Club also focuses on Olympic sports, one of which is badminton, so he hopes that Indonesia, which has a brilliant record of achievements in badminton especially, can help develop achievements in these sports. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to English programs on April 29, 2024 at 1:30 to 2 p.m. UTC. Hello, sir. Thank you for always listening to English programs over Voice of Indonesia. As appreciation, I will send you a QSL card to your address. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
You should know by now that I feel so good somehow inside. Ever since day one, I knew you were the one inside.
I'm in heaven.
Sometimes when I'm with
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring fried getuk, typical Purwokerto snack. Purwokerto is the capital of Banyumas Regency, Central Jawa, one of the sub-districts in Banyumas Regency, namely Sokaraja, is popular with its fried getuk as a typical snack. Getuk actually is a kind of cake with the basic ingredients of boiled cassava, or usually Banyumas people call it bolet, mixed with sugar and other ingredients. For variation, some people, especially in Sokaraja, would fry this cake, hence the name getuk goreng or fried getuk. There are many sellers of this typical snack in the Banyumas area, while the center is in the Sokaraja area. This fried getuk, made from processed cassava and seasoned with coconut and sugar, has a unique history. This sweet yet savory snack was discovered accidentally by a traveling rice and getuk seller in the Sokaraja area in 1918. One day, some of his getuk didn't sell well, so he looked for ways so that the getuk could be consumed. He then fried it. Unexpectedly, this fried getuk actually became popular, and until now it is famous as a typical Purwokerto snack that is most sought after. The process of making fried getuk is very simple. After the cassava is peeled and washed clean, it is then boiled. After it is cooked, the manufacturing process enters, namely pounding the cassava with the addition of selected brown sugar to produce good quality getuk. Currently, many innovations are being made by fried getuk makers. In the past, Sokaraja's fried getuk was only known for its brown sugar flavor, but now there is fried getuk with chocolate and durian flavors, with a selling price of between 15,000 to 30,000 rupiah per kilogram, or about $1 to $2. What's interesting about Sokaraja's fried getuk is the packaging, which always uses a basket or container made of woven bamboo, called besek. If you are passing through the city of Purwokerto, look for and taste the delicious Sokaraja fried getuk. That was Indonesian Wonder today. See you tomorrow in another edition of Indonesian Wonder.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will announce that Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, will carry out an adjustment on our shortwave frequency starting Monday, May 6, 2024 at 12 a.m. UTC. We are moving from 4750 kHz into 4755 kHz. Meanwhile, our 3325 kHz will continue as usual. We are asking for your understanding. Please tell us your opinion to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com, website voinews.id and rri.co.id, also our social media accounts. Well, listener, now let's enjoy the next song presented by Voice of Indonesia.
Musik cantik ku ingin cepat take vokal. Kamu eksklusif, aku cari modal. Perlu tanda jadi, okay, ketik proposal. Bukan masalah, aku dapat duluan. Tapi hubungan kita jelas ada tujuan. Kamu nomor satu, gak perlu pakai urutan. Kita punya hubungan yang lain, gak urusan.
If I told you things I did before, told you everything I went. Used to be, would you go along with someone like me? And we can start this thing brand new.
You got something for you. Hey, I wanna know ya. You got anything for you? Come on, I think I love ya. You got something for you. I wanna know ya. You got anything for you?
Yeah,
I think I love ya.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, coming up next, we have two programs in a row called Miscellany and Music Corner. Enjoy!
Miscellany today is about University of Indonesia enters the International Collegiate Programming Contest 2023 World Finals. The University of Indonesia in Jakarta made achievements in the most prestigious programming contest in the world, namely the International Collegiate Programming Contest 2023 World Finals held from April the 14th until 19th in Luxor, Egypt. The University of Indonesia, or UI, is represented by the Stack.pi and ConfuseWe teams, which are ranked 26th and 36th out of 170 well-known universities in the world. This year, the contest World Finals was attended by 840 contestants from 50 countries. The World Finals is the final stage of the competition series. The finalists are team ranked in the top 2% of the International Collegiate Programming Contest at the regional level, which was participated by 3,406 universities from 104 countries. Previously, the University of Indonesia team won the contest Regional Asia Jakarta in 2021 and 2022. In 2023, the contest held two World Finals competitions at once, namely the 46th and 47th, due to the pandemic which postponed the World Finals several years ago. Denny, advisor and lecturer of the University of Indonesia, said that the team successfully solved 5 problems out of 11 trials given at the 47th World Finals 2023. Meanwhile, at the 46th World Finals, the team succeeded in solving 6 of the 11 problems and occupied a joint rank of 26th. This position makes University of Indonesia the highest ranking in Southeast Asia, along with Nanyang Technology University or NTU, and the number of problems successfully resolved is also the same as the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology at Stanford University. The International Collegiate Programming Contest World Finals is the oldest programming contest in the world, which has been held since 1977. Previously, the University of Indonesia team won the high honors title at the 44th World Finals in Moscow in 2021. At that time, the University of Indonesia team successfully secured the 32nd position in the world, managed to beat Stanford University, which is in the 51st place. Well, that was Miscellany Today.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Tanggal lahirmu, rasi bintangmu, engkau begini, aku begitu. Aku mencoba untuk membaca apakah kita serasi bersama.
Bagaimana cinta yang mengetahui segalanya,
tapi aku ragu. Mungkin aku salah atau rasi bintang pun salah. Ku percaya karena ini hanya ramalan. Kalau memang cinta datang tepat pada waktunya, karena hati tak akan pernah salah. Satu di antara 12 bintang,
si bintang.
Ku coba pahami kepribadian. Kau begini, aku begitu. Apakah kita serasi bersama?
Bagai madam cinta yang mengetahui segalanya,
tapi aku ragu. Mungkin aku salah atau rasi bintang pun
ini hanya ramalan. Kalau memang cinta datang tepat pada waktunya, karena hati tak akan pernah salah.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song by Lion Jonovan. Lion is an 11-year-old singer from Indonesia who has distinctive vocals with a calm voice and is quite good at playing guitar. Lion's talent in singing is supported by his parents, such as taking singing lessons and participating in singing competition. Even though the scale is not large, Lion has managed to bring home trophies several times in various competitions. With his talent, in November 2023, Lion Jonovan joined Trinity Optima Production, a music label and artist management. Lion often covers songs from several of his idol bands such as Ungu and Noah. Some time ago, Lion released a cover song by Noah entitled Jalani Mimpi or Live the Dream. This song has a message that listeners can achieve their dreams despite obstacles they may face. Well, listener, here is Lion Jonovan's version of Jalani Mimpi. Let's check this one out.
Terbawa kata hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Rasakan kau berbeda.
saja asalkan untuk dirinya. Kalah cinta di hatiku kini dan untuk selamanya takkan aku melepasmu.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media like on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @VOI_official, @VOI_official. So I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening, and bye-bye.